Well, thinking about getting older is something that, frankly, most of us try to avoid. A new book with Michigan ties offers some ideas about how to think constructively about it. Aging with a Plan is a new book by Sharona Hoffman. She's a professor of law and bioethics and co-director of the Law Medicine Center at Case Western Reserve University. She's also the daughter of the late Rabbi Morton Hoffman, who was one of current state's Voices of Experience guests before his death in November of 2014, and a longtime Lansing rabbi. Sharona Hoffman says she wrote the book in part because of what was going on with her own parents at the time.
The book grew out of a difficult period in my life, actually. During 2013 and 2014, both of my parents died. My mother-in-law died, and my husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at the age of 55. So as I was going through all of this, I was learning a lot about the legal and social and financial and medical and other challenges of getting sick and growing older and ultimately facing death. So I decided that I wanted to use my professional and my personal knowledge to help others, and the book was sort of naturally born.
Did you feel like it was helpful to you to write it in terms of going through all that you were going through at that time, or was it kind of additionally stressful to be writing about subjects that were so close to home right then?
No, it was definitely therapeutic. I was able to think clearly, and it just sort of emotionally it helped me to be writing things down and sharing my anecdotes and then thinking through some of the issues in ways that helped me make some decisions.
What do you think is the single biggest thing that people in their, you know, 50s and early 60s neglect to think about when they're planning for the rest of their lives?
Well, a lot of them neglect to plan for the rest of their lives. But one thing that a lot of people don't do is get their legal documents in order. So apparently 41% of baby boomers don't even have wills. And there's another really important set of documents called advance directives, both for finances and for healthcare, and only 18 to 36% of people have those. So people aren't really thinking about what legal protections they need, what instructions they need to leave for loved ones with respect to their finances, and with respect to their health care if they lose decisional capacity. So many people develop dementia or have serious illnesses or injuries that make them unable to make their own decisions, and you've got to have somebody who can make decisions for you.
For those of us who don't have children, and of course having children is no guarantee that, you know, that they will be making the decisions, of course, but how does a person at an earlier stage of life find someone that they believe will help them with those decisions who isn't necessarily a relative?
So I don't have children, so this is a problem that is very close to my heart. And people who don't have children have to think all the more about these issues. So you might turn to a sibling, that's what I've done, after my husband. You always want to have some alternate decision makers as well, because your primary decision maker might become incapacitated or simply unwilling to do the work. So I've turned to siblings, and I also, in my book, I talk about the need to make sure that you are living in a community where you're going to have some support systems. So staying in your home where you might become socially isolated is not necessarily a good idea. And if you're living in a retirement community or at least in an area where you have a lot of friends, you will have more support. You will have people who can take over if you become incapacitated in some way.
I love that you have a chapter that's titled Driving While Elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more about that.
Well, driving is a very sensitive issue. It certainly was in my family. In this country, unfortunately, in most places, we don't have good enough public transportation options where people can simply stop driving when it becomes unsafe and take public transportation that is convenient and frequent and easy to use. And so driving is a very big deal, because when you stop driving, you lose your autonomy in many ways, and you lose your opportunities for social interaction, for going out, for being involved in the community. So many people find it very, very difficult to stop driving, and yet it's critical. There are so many elderly people who have accidents, can endanger their own lives and those of others, and those are some of the most difficult conversations to have, conversations with loved ones about, you need to think about not driving anymore. So I provide some advice, I provide some clues as to how you might know that someone shouldn't be driving anymore and what to do about that.
Over the last, really since the recession, there have been a lot more older people moving in with their children, several generations living in the same house. I'm wondering if, you know, it seems like traditionally, you know, we all kind of lived apart from each other, but I'm wondering if you think that some of the changes in the way we've been forced to live because of the economy will potentially have any effect on how we consider what happens to people as they get older and where they live and with whom.
Yeah, there are definitely new trends. So moving in with your children or other relatives can be great. It can work out really well, and it can also be terrible. It can cause tensions and hostilities, and the older person might feel all the more isolated because they're just not in a good social situation. So it's a lot to think about, but finances definitely play a role in your quality of life and in where you can live. So I do talk a lot about saving, about getting important financial advice and financial tools. And your social situation, your residential circumstances are a big component of whether you're going to be able to age well.
One of the things that I have noticed with some aging parents in my family is that, for instance, you know, they may have something like long-term care insurance, but understanding the process by which they can actually draw on that is so complicated that it seems sometimes like a lot of the stuff that's meant to serve seniors is really too complicated, not only for them to understand, but even sometimes for their children and grandchildren to understand. How does a person work around that, I guess?
One thing that I say repeatedly in the book is that if you can afford it, you should get advice. You should have a financial advisor. You should consult an elder law attorney. So your financial advisor will be able to explain to you what the product is, when you can draw upon long-term care insurance, when you can't. There also are very good resources on the Internet. So if you type in long-term care insurance, you can get a bunch of articles that explain it pretty well. You should never take things that you read on the Internet completely at face value. They can be wrong. They can apply just to one type of insurance and not the others. But it gives, you can do a lot of research yourself to get very good background information. But if you can afford it, having good advisors and having professionals with expertise in the area talk to you is very, very useful.
What kind of reaction have you generally gotten to the book so far?
It's been very positive. I've done a lot of talks around the Cleveland area, which is where I live. I have a whole bunch scheduled throughout the fall. And people seem to think that this fills a need. People have told me that they have found it easy to read, that they have found it absorbing, but also very, very useful. I have little checklists at the end of each chapter that tell you what the main takeaway points are. So I think people have found it to be a good tool.
Well, Dr. Sharona Hoffman, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark. And Professor Sharona Hoffman will be at the Okemos Schuller Books this Thursday evening at 7 to talk about her book,